It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Hey, thank you so much for listening to us. And if you don't already, follow us on social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. Mine's Joe Pesci Radio. That's all my social media.
And mine, Alex, is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. If you like a lot of Taylor Swift and a lot of sloths.
Yes. I do like one of those. Live the Web Girl, listen, we bring you up a lot because, well, you're the only one on the show that went to college. I didn't go. Alex didn't go to college.
Nope.
We're high school educated and
right.
Barely at that. Now, I saw this and it concerns me. We have a link on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. You can swipe up to vote. It's indianavoters.com is the website, but we link it up for you because you have to register tomorrow, October 9th, to actually vote in the election on November 6th. And that's a big deal here. Now, here's the thing. I found this, and it has to do with millennials and a lot of college graduates, and I'm kind of concerned that you might be one of these people, Liv.
Okay.
Alex might be, too. They're saying college students say they can't send in their absentee ballots. A lot of them want to do that because they don't know where to buy stamps.
See, now, I know you buy stamps at a post office, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes!
Yep, you got it right.
But I literally don't know how to find it. I don't even know how to find a post office.
Well, you that's only for absentee ballots, though. I mean, you don't have to fill one of those out unless you're not going to be here.
But, like, there's a lot of RSVPs for weddings I've been late for.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't get my uncle's birthday card out until, like, 3 months later because,
wow.
Like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get stamps. I know where to find them. I just don't know how to where to find the place that has them.
You just got to Google post office.
I know, but, like, it just confuses me because there's so many government buildings and they're all
so
many abbreviations.
It
like,
says
there's
it, though.
So many just
yeah, if
letters.
You just put into your, like, Apple Maps or Google Maps or Waze, just put in something like that, like post office. Just anybody, by the way, we're not judging. I just want to see if, like, you're in that millennial age and you're like, well, I really don't know what to do. 317-239-1009. Real quick. All right, Alex, I mean, well, I guess you're kind of looking, so you're cheating. Alex, did you know that, honestly?
Yes. No, okay, I did. I go to the post office actually a lot. You know, setting
what?
Back returns. I do. Setting back returns
oh, yeah,
for
you buy
stuff
clothing.
I buy online. Yep. Clothes.
Okay. Liv, I have up on my screen here for your visual okay. thing. So I want, if you're listening right now, to imagine this. Imagine an envelope that you're going to send a letter or a card or something in. This one right here in the top right will give it away. That's where the stamp goes,
right.
The postage. Okay. That's what you would buy at the store.
Yeah.
Or at the post office.
Aren't stamps like expensive?
They are 49 cents. I would say yes, they are expensive.
At 49 cents per one stamp?
Correct.
What in God's name? That is insane.
I remember being little and the most exciting thing ever was when they would have like Bugs Bunny ones and stuff. I'd always tell my mom to get those.
You're like, I just like licking stuff. That's my favorite. Liv, if you're mailing a letter, let's say you're mailing it, well, let's say Radio Now's address, okay? You're mailing it from work and you were going to mail it to maybe the president, 1600 Pennsylvania Street. Like that's the address. I'm not asking you to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
Where would your address go on the envelope, and where would the president's address go on there?
So,
like, if you're sending it to the president from you, Live the Web Girl.
Right. So, my address, which would be Radio 1.
Uh-huh.
Would
Radio
go
Now, yep.
On, or Radio Now, yeah, would go on the corner, the top left corner.
Okay.
And then the address of my president, Kris Jenner's, would go to, obviously, Pasadena, and that would be in the middle of the envelope.
All right. Not exactly what I asked for, but yes, that is correct. Okay. So you do get it then, because I think a lot of these millennials struggle to even know where to send an address, or I mean, where to put something to. Alex, you probably know how to do that, right?
Yeah, I do. I know how to do this. Now, I don't know how to write a check.
Oh, gosh, that's a whole other thing, though.
That I couldn't do without help from my dad. And I also don't own a checkbook, so there's that.
But I think a lot of people don't do that. Like, I think that changes, but it is still, I think, important to know. Like, if I gave you a check, would you know how to deposit it?
Yes, I take a picture on my phone on the app, and it does automatically. I have done that before.
Okay, yes, I guess technically that would work. But yeah, back in the day, you'd have to flip it over, sign it, then you'd go take it to the office. I remember my graduation party had a bunch of checks right there. Amy and Lawrence, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say real quick?
Hi, I'm a millennial, and I know how to buy stamps. I also want to say that most of us millennials are, like, in our 30s and have 401ks by now. So I don't – they might be thinking more of Gen Yers or the very, very early, the very young millennials. But did you know that you can also buy stamps at the grocery store if you ask the teller?
I didn't know that.
What's a teller?
Yes. Like, well, the register person.
Oh, like the people scanning the food.
So you're checking out, and you say, I'd like some stamps. And you can buy stamps right there.
Interesting.
I did not know that.
Mind
blown.
They
keep it in the cash drawer.
But you're right, Joe. Is this talking about Gen Z?
It says generation like
right.
Like millennials. No, I think you have a good point, Amy. I think it is more the younger thing, but Liv is very close to that breaking point, and so is Alex. Like, they're on the earlier age as far as millennials right there. You know what would make sense? I think this would help out everybody. Why doesn't the post office incorporate in Post Malone?
There you go.
Like, if they have him endorse it, Liv would know where to get stamps all the time.
Exactly. He just needs to come out with this song that explains everything about mailing a snail mail.